Hello and welcome to Historical Hysteria. My name is Nicholas Ward and this is just a quick update. Things are going a little bit unplanned at the moment. Where a few weeks ago I released A Tortuous History of Torture Part 1. I was supposed to immediately release Part 2 after that, 2 weeks later. But life and work gets in the way and I just haven't had the time to put in the effort into actually finishing that script that would make me happy to publish it. The second episode was supposed to be the research-heavy episode with a lot of citations and a lot of personal stories from history. And while I have the bones of the script all ready to go, the actual sort of finding all of the citations and getting all of the stories and making sure it's all accurate just takes so long. And with life getting in the way, I just haven't had a chance to do those things. Unfortunately, fear not, I still plan to finish that episode, but in the meantime, I still want to keep my bi-weekly publishing habit that I had, but with the stories that I've been doing up till now, I just don't have the time for that with my 9-to-5. So, I'm going to try a little bit of an experiment for what I have an idea for my next project, which is going to be Today in News. This is going to be little sort of 2 to 5 minute episodes, which are just going to be a snapshot from history in which I take a day in history, and it'll be the day that is published, and I'm going to do notable news stories from one area. So my first episode is going to be the three Augusti period in Rome, who was sworn in on the 6th of... The 6th? That can't be right. Was I going to publish that tomorrow? 9th. On the 9th of September, I didn't flub that at all. On the 9th of September, 3 Augusti, or technically 4 Augusti, was sworn in. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a little fake news report from Rome, trying to do it from the perspective of a Roman citizen. Obviously, this is satirical. Some details are going to be a little bit fudged. All the facts and dates, I'm going to try to make as accurate as possible. And then I'm going to try and present it like a news report might have been presented from the time, depending on the information available. Yeah, these are going to be little filler episodes, which I'm going to try and potentially drop in either every week or every other week, and then maybe once a month I'll drop a full episode if I have time, because, I have bitten off more than I can chew. At the moment, I'm tutoring people, I'm working, I'm writing, I'm doing a lot of projects, and it's too much. It's too much for me at the moment. But hopefully these mini projects are going to let me keep producing content. And if you have any feedback, I would love to hear it, because this is very experimental, and the first couple of scripts I've written are a little bit, I don't want to say surface level, but they're very different to what I've done before. I'm going more the entertainment route rather than deep dives into history. So if you love them, let me know. If you hate them, let me know. And if you just want to keep listening to them, just keep listening to them. Yeah, that's everything that I have today. Before I go, before I leave, let me leave you with this. See, the problem is I didn't prepare a historical factoid. How do I always end my episodes? I've forgotten now. It's been so long. That's all we have time for today. Thank you for listening. Feedback can be sent to historicalhysteria@gmail.com. And don't forget to check the socials, r/historicalhysteria on Reddit and @manichistory on Twitter. But before I leave, let me leave you with this. The Mayflower famously set sail for the New World on the 16th of September, and it would shortly, 16th of September 1620, and it would shortly establish the Plymouth Colony. The Puritans did a lot of awful stuff, but one funny thing they did is that it actually took them 3 attempts to quote-unquote flee England from persecution, or 4 if you count when they briefly moved to Holland, every time the weather was too bad and they kept having to come back to the UK, England. But anyway, that's all for today. Bye!